Yersinia pestis, the germ of plague, came to Britain in the guts of infected fleas. They were hidden away in cargoes of grain, bales of cloth, and in the fur of black rats. The most probable point of entry was Melcombe Regis near Weymouth. By the time it got to the great ports of Southampton and Bristol, there were already stories from traumatized cities of Italy as to how and where it had begun. In the east, on the plains of Central Asia, another of the horrors carried on the backs of the Mongol hordes. The plague cut a swathe of destruction eastwards to China and India and westwards into Crimea and Turkey. At the port of Kaffa, the Tartars had thrown infected bodies over the city walls to hasten the surrender of the defending Genoese, a first in the annals of biological warfare. Once it arrived by sea in Italy, it spread quickly into mainland Europe. There had been devastating calamities before visited on Britain. Countless numbers died in the apocalyptic famine of 1315. But it was the merciless, indiscriminate swiftness of the plague's progress which so unhinged the cities and villages caught in its onslaught. No one, rich or poor, could escape.